We are learning Masechtas Beya, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning 5 lines from the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph. There we had the Rav Nachman said Pshat, our Mishnah is that Beis Shammai says you're allowed to eat the egg because he holds like Rav Shimon, and Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to eat the egg because he holds like Rav Yehuda. So it comes that Beis Hillel holds like Rav Yehuda, and the problem is Masechtas Shabbos, Rav Nachman was very meant a lot to him to put Beis Hillel like Rav Shimon because he wanted to pass like Rav Shimon. So why in the world did he say Pshat here like this and Shabbos that's the opposite? It comes out, does Beis Hillel like Rav Shimon or like Rav Yehuda? What's going on here? So Zakta Gemara at the end, the bottom of 5 lines from the bottom, end of the line. Amalok Rav Nachman, Gabe Shabbos, the Sosan Lon Tana Rav Shimon. By Shabbos, we find in Masechta Shabbos that the Tana, the Rebbe who's Masada the Mishnayis, was Soisim like Rav Shimon. He had a Mishnah without a name, and he just said it like Rav Shimon Shita. The Tanan says in the Mishnah, Mechatchin es adelu in front of Behema. You're allowed to cut up the gourds in front of Behema. This is not a shayla of Muksa, this is a shayla of Tircha, because Rashi and Tosfos both say, we're talking about a deluim that was detached already, and now you have this huge gourd, and the Behema can't eat this huge gourd, so you're cutting it up. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos, it's no problem at Tircha when you feed the Behema. But there's not a halacha in this Mishnah. There's an avail of me'aklavim, which means you had a robust geshmaka behema that died on Shabbos. You're allowed to give that avail to the klavim. Aye, it's muksa. It's muksa. It was a regular animal beginning of Shabbos, a live animal, and it was not even omit for klavim, so it wasn't made to dogs. This is going to be steak shipped to the fanciest restaurants. So what's going on? It's muksa. But still, died on Shabbos. Now, it's a piece of avail. I'm allowed to give it to the klavim. Who's that? That's Rav Shimon. Holds don't be good as a katsai. There's no problem on muksa. So the Mishnah says clearly, mechat is a lum flebehem, it's available for the klavim. So in Shabbos, the Stam Mish like Rav Shimon. Therefore, in Masechta Shabbos, and when it comes to Shabbos Kodesh, Mukim La LeBeis Hillel K'Rav Shimon. We Zetzayin Beis Hillel like Rav Shimon. We want to say, switch around the Mishnah like Bir Mal Shulchan, we say, no, Beis Hillel holds like Rav Shimon. Because Stam Mish like Rav Shimon. Avel Gav Yom Tev. Bala Gav Yom Tev, the Sosim Tanak Rav Yehuda. We are there in Masechta Yom Tev, Masechta Beya. The Mishnah is Sosim like Rav Yehuda. The Tanak Mishnah says, Eim Evakim Eitzim Min HaKairus. Let's say, on Yom Tov, you know, you're allowed to add wood to your fire. You want to cook something. So, are you allowed to crack off a piece of wood off your beams? You have beams here. I'll take a piece of wood, a little splinter from my beams. I'll use that for my wood. You're not allowed to do that. Even if it breaks the kaira, now I have this wood sitting on the floor. Yom Tov, you cannot use that. Why not? Because it's muksa. It started off the day as a beam, and now on Yom Tov, it turned into a piece of firewood. You're not allowed to use that. Because it has to be something that's mucham before Yom Tov, prepare for Yom Tov. So who's that like? It's not like Rav Shimon, it's like Rav Yehuda. So therefore, it's a stamish like Rav Yehuda. So therefore, mukham al Beis Hillel. Therefore, Rav Nachman says, our Mishnah is going according to Beis Hillel, holds like Rav Yehuda. So Gemara asks, Mechti, man sos me'el mestisim, who made this stam of Mishnayis? Rebbe, it's Rebbe. So my shnob is Shabbos. Why in Shabbos does he hold a Rav Shimon? It's also not a Rav Shimon. Or my shnob is Yom Tov, it's also not a Rav Yehuda. Why by Shabbos does he hold a Rav Shimon? Why by Yom Tov is he holding like Rav Yehuda? I would say even the opposite. Shabbos is more chamer. By Shabbos, he goes, hey, we'll go like Rav Shimon. When it comes to Yom Tov, he goes like Rav Yehuda. The Gemara answers, Amri, Shabbos de chamira, Shabbos is chamer on people. He's not going to mezalzel on it. So this is him sossing like Rav Shimon. We say, you know what? You could pass like Rav Shimon. The Mekel, you know, even though he's Mekel. But Yom Tov, the kill, Yom Tov, already is cool, people are more Mekel on Yom Tov. But also, Zuzibay, when it comes to mezalzel, Yom Tov is more cool because it's only a lav, it's not a chayav skila. So therefore, people that come to mezalzel, sasan lo'kav yudha machmer, so we're more machmer on muksa. We are more machmer about muksa when it comes to Yom Tov than it comes to Shabbos. And the Maram explains, this is the Beis Hillel himself holds this. Beis Hillel himself will hold, because it was saying Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel himself holds that Shabbos muksa's mutter. Yom Tov muksa's asr. And Beis Shammai will hold the opposite. Beis Shammai holds Shabbos is asr, because it makes sense, Shabbos is mochamer, and Yom Tov is mutter. That's what he holds. That's the chilek between two things. That's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Akaponim, Zakhtu Maravaita. Vamaya Kimta, Zakhtu Maravaita. Vamaya Kimta. What's Rav Nachman's Pshat in Machlaikis, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel? We Zetzdain Machlaikis, that was a tarnagol that was muksa, and it had an egg, and Machlaikis is, do you hold a muksa or not? Vamaya Kimta, when I have a kasha on Rav Nachman's Pshat, Vamaya Kimta, Batanagirls, I met as a god of Beitzim, Umashu Muksa. We said the Mishnah is talking about a tarnagirls, I met as a god of Beitzim, and it is muksa, and it's a muksa. So freiting about kasha, yochi had the mifki rebeis. So why have to argue by beis? Lifki with tanagirlis. What do you have to argue about? Argue by tanagirlis itself. You have a chicken. That's your investment to produce eggs. On Yom Tif, you get extra guests. I need an extra chicken. You're allowed to shecht it. According to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to shecht it. According to Rav Yehuda, not. So the Mechagis B'Sham is not. According to B'Shamai, you're allowed to shecht it. According to B'Sham, not. Why have to talk about the eggs? It's a complicated case. Talk about the chicken. No, it's because a chicken. Just why have to go to the egg? You have a chicken in front of you. You have to go to the egg. You have to hatch an egg today. It was a chicken. Argue with the chicken. That's tomorrow's kasha. Argue muksa. Why have to go to the egg? Mike came to town and goes. There's a gal beitz and mishal muksa. Okay, I'm not going to beitz. I'm going to town and goes. Argue about town and goes itself. And for the Gemara, like the Acha Koychon, the Beis Shammai, the Benoil Shari, you want to bring out the point that even though it's not a problem, what a muksa, it's noilad. It was not even created. It was created, but we're not in the world even. It was not in the world yet. So therefore, we want to tell you that even somebody that's not in the world, Beis Shammai will say it's not muksa. So, Frank the Gemara, no, but look for you with Tanagirlis. Maybe argue with Tanagirlis and say even the chicken itself is also Lady Achkar and Vesil, the Tel Vesil Shita, Tzedechir Shvesil, the muksa asir, the muksa is also. B'chi Temi, you'll tell me, you know what? You know why we want to say the case of egg? Koyach de Atera Odev. It's better to say the Heter. Why is Koyach de Atera Odev? Why is it better to say Heter? So both Rashi and Tosis explain that it's a much bigger kunst to say something's mutter. Say something's asr, you know, if you don't, you can be machmer, say asr. Say something mutter, you have to really know it's mutter. Tosis adds extra words. So it says, when you say something mutter, it's sarach lahavi raya ledvar. That means a raya. To say it's don't mean a raya. I don't know heter, so it's asr. But to say something mutter, you need a raya. So there, koyach leter odev, so maybe that's why the Mishnah says bey. Say, oh, bey is even mutter. That's a chiddush. So maybe that's why it says, b'chitem koyach leter odev. But the Gemara asks, v'niflag v'tavav. I say, I'll give you both. You'll chaper right both things. You'll say the chiddush of Yisrael Meshamay. Niflag v'tavav, v'tavav girls, and v'tavav girls, and the chicken, u'beit sasa, and its egg, v'sham erim v'taychel, v'sham erim v'taychel. V'sham says you can eat it, v'sham says you can't eat it. So why don't we say both things? Now, Tosfos also speaks out that every time you have to cast a koyach leter odev, why don't we say both things? So Tosfos says other times it's like too much to put in, but here it's so easy. Just put in one extra word: he ubeit sasa. Word of he. All you need is he. You know, you don't need much here. So what? You gotta eat the egg and check the chicken. No oyster is benign on that. No. So akaponim. So the Gemara's kasha is, let it say both, and there's a very strong kasha on Rav Nachman. At kedekach, some Rishonim have learned that this is like a. Do we do disqualified Rav Nachman because of this kasha? The kasha is al chayra. Why would we say both things? Elo Amar Rabba. So Rabba say a new pshat in our machlokes. Our second pshat in our machlokes by Sham Beisol. Elo Amar Rabba. Elo Matana Girls Meres LaAchila. We're talking about a Tana Girls that's Oymid LaAchila, which we said is not really muksa, right? You could check this Tana Girl, and it had a later egg. It laid an egg on, I was saying the whole time, hatched egg, it's the wrong words, laid an egg on Yom Tov. They had an egg on Yom Tov. So, lo yom tana gerlis ameres la'achila. Over Yom Tov, shechali es achashavis askinim. We're talking about a Yom Tov that landed up on a Sunday. U'mashum achana, and the issa is achana. Mekasava rabba kol beitzit mesial de'idna me'esma gamala. Rabba holds any egg that laid today was finished yesterday. So it turns out, that it was done, it was nigmar b'day shemayim, of course, not by you, but it was nigmar on Shabbos. And that becomes the isser of achana de rabba, which we will explain to Shoyanim what exactly achana de rabba is, but it's the isser what we call in Shas, achana de rabba. So let's read the Gemara inside, and we'll try to explain some. But rabba l'tame, and rabba l'shitasa, the amma rabba, my d'chsiv, what is it in the pasuk, v'hoi b'yam ha'shishi on Friday, v'chinu es ha'shir yaviyu, prepare everything. And we learn from there, Choyal Mechel Shabbos, the weekday prepares for Shabbos. The Choyal Mechel Yontav, a weekday prepares for Yontav. The Ain Yontav, but Yontav can't be Mechel Shabbos. The Ain Shabbos Bechil Yontav, he can't prepare on Yontav for Shabbos, he can't prepare on Shabbos for Yontav. And here, since the egg was Nigmar, was completed on Shabbos, and Yontav was on Sunday, so it turns out the Shabbos be Mechel for Yontav, and that's an Isser of Achana, and that's Pshat HaBeis Hillel why you can't eat it, because Achana the Rabbah. Now, Rashi learns that Achana de Rabba is really a type of muksa. It's a type of muksa de araisa. And he holds, Rashi learns that something that you eat on Shabbos or on Yom Tov has to be prepared before Yom Tov, before Shabbos. It has to be ready before. It can't become ready on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. And according to the way Rashi learns Rabba, if it was finished today, for sure it would be Aser. But Yechizh, even if it's finished yesterday, it's Aser, because yesterday can't prepare for today. It has to be prepared before Yontif. And that's the Issa. It's Issa more of like a Muksa Dika Issa. That's what Rashi learns. The other Rishayim learns Issa like Achana. There's Issa Achana. That the Achana has to be done, that Shabbos can't be Mechin for today. Can't make Achana, can't prepare something for today. And in either case, the reason why you're not allowed to eat it is because it was Mechin on Shabbos for Yontif. If that's the case, and we always say the egg was nigmar pretty yesterday, so if you have yontif on a Tuesday, then it shouldn't be a problem. Why? Because it was pir on Monday. So what's the problem? Yontif that doesn't have a Shabbos next to it should be mutter. And for the Gemara, gzeira mishum yontif acha Shabbos. The gzeira is because yontif acha has Shabbos. That's the gzera. The gzera is that a yomtiv might land up after Shabbos, and there it's also atzachana. So therefore, we made a gzera yomtiv otu yomtiv acha Shabbos. Faith the Gemara, another kasha. Shabbos da'al mitzvah. A regular Shabbos should be mutter because it was prepared on Friday. Gzera Shabbos acha yomtiv. Gzera Shabbos acha yomtiv. That's a gzera. So Rashi asks, why isn't it maybe called a gzera l'gzera? Because here we're saying we're saying a regular Yom Tov is Otu, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. So, Rashi asked later on. Here it's very simple. It's one Gzera. The Gzera is Otu, a case where Shabbos after Yom Tov after Shabbos. There it's also Zachar and the Rabba. And we make a Gzera on a regular Yom Tov Otu that. And a Gzera on a Shabbos Otu that. We'll see Rashi Kash in a second. So the Gemara writer, how can you say Migas? Do you make a gzera on a regular yontif or to a Shabbos yontif? Migas, read about time into the brisa. Hashoyches is tanagirlis. If someone shechs a tanagirlis and matzav beitzim, and inside you find eggs, gemuras that were completed, muteres lechem yontif. You're allowed to eat it on yontif. It's not a problem to eat on yontif. Why not? It's a beish nold yontif. So Tosis explains that Tosis has a kasha that. Why is the problem of Beish Nold B'Yom? So he says, because of this. Dilvam loy shafto hoy so Nold is hayoyim. He became an esmo gomolay. And to be osur, so he's alts noilad. So he says that if it was not noilad yet, it means it was not nigmar yet. So there's no problem of noilad. If you shech the chicken and you find the egg inside it, it's mutter to eat. It's not called noilad because your nemana was not complete yet. So it's not called a noilad. It's still part of the animal. The way the Ran says it, it's still part of the mother. It's like a limb of the mother. When I shech the animal, if the egg is laid, now it's separate. It's a new entity. That's noilad. Masha Inkin, when I shech a chicken and I find the egg inside it, it's like a limb. It's like the liver of the egg, of the chicken. Therefore, it's not a problem of noilad. But the kasha is, so Vim Isa, Ligzer, Mishum Hanak Mishyaldim B'yameim. Why make a gzeira? That you know why it's usher? You know why it's usher to when you shecht it? Gzeira about a bit later egg, and you know, say it's mutter. Oh, I ate egg yesterday. Why should make gzeira auto if it lays the egg on yontif? That's the Mara's kasha. On that, Rashi asks, it's a gzeira, because if an egg is laid on yontif, it's only usher auto yontif acha Shabbos. So what will be a chance to make gzeira here? On that, Rashi answers that the case over here is a Shabbos after yontif. That's the case over here. And they were saying it's mutter. It's mutter when you shecht it. The question is, in that case, be gzeira otu a case if it's born today when it's also medina, because it's a Shabbos, it's yontif after Shabbos. Yeah, so that's Mara's kasha.
If it wasn't yontif after Shabbos, then for sure we would.
That'd be gzeira, yeah. But here, kasha is in a case when it's Shabbos after yontif. Why don't you make a gzeira that when you shecht the animal, or shecht the chicken, and you find the egg, it should be also otu if it's late today. On Malay, basic gemurz me'ima milsla shichi. To find the egg that's edible in the mother's stomach when you shecht it, it's not shchiach. You don't make a gzera. We said the kasha is make a gzera. If you make gzeras on yontiv otu yontiv after Shabbos, why make a gzera of shechting otu later egg? And that was saying it's a milsa l'shchicha to find a finished egg. Milsa l'shchicha l'gozer rabbanon. A milsa l'shchicha, you're not gozer something that's not common. You don't make a gzera the rabbanon.